Blog Talk Radio.
Give them hell. I ain't never bowed down to these devils.
probably never see the most high levels in the game. But I'm for the most high, homie, never will I change. I don't play by the rules, I'm a menace to the game. If I got a problem with it, I'ma say something. Staying bold on my faith and I ain't budging. And I'm all for respect, but I walk on the set with a cross on my neck and I ain't chain tucked. Praise God, only way to go is Yahweh. It ain't no other way to heaven, ain't no other gate. I know they wanna hate, they praying I'ma go away. But not until he return and none of us know the day. And I got more to say.
I see the media playing. They picking the most ignorant, we're never betraying us. You grew up black, you knew what it's like. They do it to Christ, they muzzle the wives and get somebody foolish a mic.
To make us all look crazy, they come up with topics. Ask the craziest pastor that none of us rock with. You thinking he a fool, we think he a fool too. But they telling you we all agree with the fools do. But get ready for the true church. Where we are church, we don't just do church. Pray for the feeble and sore, clothing and feeding the poor, loving the people and showing them they true worth. We ready to do work, yeah. But they saying it's a white man religion, forced on us by the master that white men invented. Huh? Tell it to the Christians in Ethiopia that never had to be enslaved by the white man to get it. Careful what you putting in your ears now. Hard to hear the truth cause the lie talk real loud. We yelling Jesus, they yelling chill out. Nah, but you can tell them that we here now.
We here now, we here now, we here now. We here now, we here now, we here now. Tell them that we here now, we here now, we here now. We here now, we here now, we here now. We here now.
Mic check 1212. What's cracking and how are you? You are now tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you, much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. I'm your homie Oasis and today's topic is Romans chapter 8. That's right. We are still in Romans. This episode here is Romans chapter 8. All right. Appreciate you tuning in. Catch us live Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. Again, tune in live on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. and Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you don't catch us live, tune in through our archives. Yeah, tune in through our archives at any time. All right. Today we on Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8 is my favorite chapter in Romans. You know what I'm talking about? So I'm looking forward to this one. You know, I've been looking forward to the other ones. But I'm just saying, like this one right here, this one here though, Romans chapter 8. So we appreciate you tuning in. Let's pray. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for bringing us this far throughout the day. Thank you for bringing us this far throughout our lives. Yeah, bringing us all the way to this point where we are right here. Thank you for it. Father, you continue to just have your way. You continue to increase in us. Let us decrease the flesh and the sinful nature of ours. And let us feed our spirit. Let us walk in the spirit so we won't feed the lust of our flesh. We won't give in to the flesh, Father. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for your word. Thank you for Romans chapter 8. Thank you for your Holy Spirit of truth. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We love you. Thank you for loving us first and bringing us back to you. Continue to have your way. As we continue to obey, as we continue to trust, as we continue to let you grow our faith and stretch our faith and test our faith and produce that patience in us. Let us continue to love as well overall. In the name of Jesus, I pray. And I thank you. Amen. Yeah. We up in here. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Romans chapter 8 is where we at. And we ready for it, right? Be ready. We read in Romans chapter 8, so go ahead and turn there if you have not pulled it up or turned there yet. Romans chapter 8, that's where we're going. Need a few more seconds to get there. And we're starting at verse number 1. I'm your homie, Oasis, a.k.a. Joshua, a.k.a. a follower of Jesus Christ these days. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We got to endure. We must endure. Father, let us endure in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Romans chapter number 8, verse 1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. There is no condemnation. There is no doom. There is no destruction to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Yeah, those who, not just naming Christ, but those who have that action, who are actually walking after Christ. That means they're not walking according to their flesh. They're not walking after what the world says is good and what the world says is successful, because the world is operating out of their flesh, and their flesh is being under the influence of Satan. Yeah. It's like all of us in our flesh and our sinful nature. However, Romans chapter 8, verse 1 is talking to those who walk in the Spirit and follow Christ. So let's read it again. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation, no destruction, no doom to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And believe it or not, all them rituals and stuff, they're still after the flesh. Verse 2 says, for the law of the Spirit of life, for the law, you ever heard of this law? The law of the Spirit of life. What about that law? For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. The law of the Spirit of life that's only in Christ Jesus, it has made me free from the law of sin and death. So the law of the Spirit of life has made me free from the law of sin and death, the one that sin killing me with, that we read about in Romans chapter 7, how sin takes occasion by the commandment, by the law, and work in us all manner of concupiscence, you know what I'm talking about, lust, strong, lusty sexual desires and all that. For without the law, sin was dead. So now we get over here in Christ Jesus in Romans chapter 8, verse 2. First of all, verse 1, we find out there's no condemnation. And how is no condemnation? Because we are in Christ, and we're not in Christ just naming him, but we're walking after the Spirit and not the flesh. It becomes a fight. You don't give in to the flesh all the time or as much. You know what I'm talking about? It becomes a fight until God makes you an overcomer of that thing. And some stuff, he already moved out of the way, too. A lot of stuff. All right? So we're going after the Spirit. And then verse 2 says, because the law of the Spirit of life, that's in Christ Jesus. The law of the Spirit of life. Yeah, it's the law of the Spirit of life that's only in Christ Jesus. That's why Jesus is the life. So this law that's the Spirit of life that's only in Christ Jesus has made me free from that law, the law of sin and death. Look at verse 3, for what the law could not do. I know they're the commandments of God, right? Now God is telling you something, and that's a commandment too. He's telling you what to do and do it. That's a commandment too, right? So we're talking about the law, though, right here, the commandments that was given through Moses by God, though, all right? We also understand that when Jesus came, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. So verse 3 gives us more understanding. Romans chapter 8, verse 3 says, for what the law could not do. So the law couldn't do something. What the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh. God did it, okay? God sending his own son. So the law couldn't do it, but God did it. God sending his own son, this is how he did it. And what he did, he sent his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh. Yeah, like a body like yours and mine, right? And for sin. So in the likeness of sinful, in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. God in the body, for sin, right? To condemn sin in the flesh. Because nobody else could do it. Nobody else could do it. Now, pause right quick, and I'm going to read where the Holy Spirit is leading me now. When saying nobody else could do it, just pause right quick, and you don't have to go there. Just listen. It says, and I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven, no human, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. Nobody could do it. And I wept much, started crying a lot, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And that's how you're supposed to do when you look into this world for hope. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you're looking to this world for help instead of looking to God. Yeah. Yeah, we have to look to God instead of looking to God. And instead of looking to the world for help and hope, we need to look to the Lord Jesus. Because I wept much, because there ain't no helping man. No man was found worthy to open or to read the book, neither to look thereon. The next verse says, and one of the elders said unto me, weep not. You know, don't cry. Behold, look, look right there. The Lion of the tribe of Judah. Who that is? Jesus Christ. The Lion of the tribe of Judah. The Root of David. Who is that? Jesus. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. Yes, you look to God, the one that's above all, for your hope. You look to the Lord Jesus, the one that's above all, for your help. The world gonna offer solutions and all that, but they offering out of their flesh. This is not about flesh. So that was Revelation chapter 5, a few verses from over there. All right? Now we're back over here to Romans chapter 8. And let's go back to verse 3. And remember, the law couldn't even do this, but God had to do it through Jesus. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. So number one, the law could not condemn sin. God did it through Jesus, through a flesh and body nature, like ours, because flesh and body, flesh and blood, I'm sorry, that messed us up, Adam and Eve. Really, Adam. The first Adam fell short. The last Adam, that's the life-giving spirit, that's Jesus. Both of them are God's son. One was created out of the dust of the ground. The other one was through a virgin. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Be born again of God. Stop being in Adam. Get in Jesus Christ. Stop being in Adam, in your flesh, in your fallen nature, and get into Jesus Christ. The spirit. The spirit, spiritual nature. All right, we in verse 4 says, so he condemned sin in the flesh that the righteousness of the law, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. So there's something else the law couldn't do, and that God did through Jesus Christ. He condemned sin, and then it says he fulfilled the righteousness of the law in us. That's what Jesus did and does, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh. That's why it's a disagreement with the world's saying and what you're seeing on TV and hearing through your radio and all that, and how you think. It's a difference. Because we don't walk after the flesh, but after the spirit. These days it's like trying to find a needle in a haystack, because everybody babbling on, but God still got a still small voice. Mm-hmm. How bad do you want this truth? Do you want to be set free? Because we don't walk after the flesh, but after the spirit. We in Romans chapter 8, verse 5 says, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. They take care of the flesh. They do what the flesh says. All right? Whatever the flesh want to do. But they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit. We do what the spirit says. The spirit want to please God. The flesh want to please itself. It's a battle between you and yourself, right? Your flesh and your spirit nature. Then there's a battle out here between, you know, the other ones that's living in their flesh and you and your spiritual nature and the devil influencing their flesh. So it becomes a problem, okay? And the Bible is explaining it here, all right? Let's read verse 5 again, Romans chapter 8. Verse 5, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit. Verse 6 says, for to be carnally minded is death. That's to be fleshy, always in your flesh, right? That's death. Remember, there is no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. Yeah, after the spirit. Okay, for to be carnally minded, to be operating out of my flesh and on my own logic, what I know, and my own senses, right, five senses, to be carnally minded is death, not acknowledging God, but being led on my own and led by other people, to be carnally minded is death. Yeah, D-E-A-T-H. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Spiritually minded is life and peace. Mm-hmm. Be led by the Spirit of God. Carnal mind, that's not led by the Spirit of God, not in submission to God, that's death. To be spiritually minded, though, yeah, being led by the Spirit of God, being in submission to the Spirit of God, that's life and peace. I like that. Verse 7 says, because the carnal mind is enmity or is hatred or hostile against God. That's how bad the carnal mind is. It's enmity. Another word for enmity is hatred. Another word for that is hostile. So the carnal mind, you on your own, thinking you know more than God, that's against God. That's hostile against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. That's a dead mind, and God is all about life. Mm-hmm. Jesus swallowed death up in victory. Yeah, Jesus, the Christ, the resurrection, he swallowed death up in victory. Verse 8, that's why there's no condemnation to those that's in Christ Jesus who don't walk after the flesh, but we walking after the Spirit. And yeah, it's a process, so keep walking after the Spirit. Keep feeding your faith. Do things to feed your faith. Do things that's going to make you look. Yeah, look to God on purpose. Take out time out of your busy life on purpose and spend some quality time with God. Every day, too. Not just on Sunday. So then, verse 8 says, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Yeah. They that are in the flesh cannot please God. Why? Because they're only pleasing themselves and other people. Yeah, and even the devil. So they can't please God. We cannot please God in our flesh. That's why people will pick up the Bible, try to read it out of a flesh brain, and won't understand it, and then throw it down, and then discredit God. Instead of getting the spiritual mind, wanting to know the truth. Yeah, because if you want to know the truth, God ain't going to hold it back from you. You see what I'm saying? All right, Romans chapter 8, verse 9 says, but you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. Remember that. Even though you're in the body, that's not what you operate by. You operate by what's in you, the spirit of God that's in you. But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if so be that the spirit of God dwell in you. If you got the Spirit of God in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. If you don't have the Spirit of Christ, you don't belong to God. That kills every religion. Every religion. If you don't have the spirit of Christ, you don't belong to God. You want me to read verse 8 or verse 9 again? I sure will. All right. Romans chapter 8. I'll read verse 8 again. Because a lot of folks think they can please God out of their own flesh. A lot of folks think they can please God out of their pocket. They're still flesh. You see what I'm saying? Think they can pay their way in. As long as I pay my tithes, don't bother nobody now. So let me read verse 8 again, Romans chapter 8. Verse 8 says, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if so be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. If you don't have the spirit of Christ, you don't belong to him, right? And if Christ be in you, though, if Christ be in you, the body is dead. That's sinful nature, right? The body is dead because of sin. But the spirit is life because of righteousness. That's your life right there. Feeding your spirit, feeding your faith, doing the things that please God, all right? That makes us live a upright life unto God. Okay? Let's read verse 10 again. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. Can't walk around here doing what the flesh wants, all right? But the spirit is life. Now you in the spirit, and there's life because of righteousness. That's doing the right things with God. That's what righteousness is, doing the right things with God. Verse 11 says, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you. Now listen and recognize who this is, what this is, what he did. Right here, Romans chapter 8, verse 11, but if the spirit of him, talking about God, that raised up Jesus from the dead, God raised up Jesus from the dead. Now, if it's the same spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he's in you now. The same spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead, he dwells in you. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies or give life to your mortal bodies. Talking about your body right now, not the immortal one that you're going to get, but talking about right now in your mortal bodies, in our mortal bodies, right? He shall also quicken, give life to our mortal bodies by his spirit that dwells in you. That'll make you healthy too. He give you health. He give you life by his spirit. He shall quicken you, give you life. Yeah, to your mortal bodies by his spirit. By what? By his spirit. There's some verses all up in Proverbs that say God will give you health to your bones and stuff like what? It should be health to you. Matter of fact, let me try to find one, because there's several in Proverbs that talk about your health, and if you, you know, obey God and do things his way, and how it will affect your health in a good way. And that's a good thing. Don't take your health for granted. Thank you, Father, for my health. Thank you for our health. Don't take it for granted, because you become unhealthy. Not only do you, your body go through it, and your mind will go through it too. Your money will go through it. Yeah. All that. That'll put some stress on your mind too. You know what I'm talking about? So let's see if I can find one of these health scriptures in here. In Proverbs, I believe I found one right here. Let me see. I'm in Proverbs chapter 1. Matter of fact, I need to go to chapter 3. There it is. Let me read it for you. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7 and verse 8. It says, be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord. Yeah, reverence God, honor God, and depart from evil. Yeah, hang out with Jesus. Leave the devil alone. And don't just hang out with Jesus, you know what I'm saying? But hang with him. Be with him all the time. All right, so fear the Lord, reverence God, honor God, depart from evil. It shall be health to your navel and marrow to your bones. What? If you don't be wise in your own eyes, if you fear the Lord, let God make you wise, and you leave all that evil alone, stop being evil, stop doing, you know, what the devil influencing you to do. Verse 8 says, it shall be health to your navel, health, that's for the physical and navel, that's on your physical body, right? And it's going to be marrow to your bones. See, we tend to think that God just, in, you know, operate spirit and neglect the flesh. No, he made these bodies, right? He also made our spirit and soul, too. And it's for a reason. But you have to operate in the spirit. Back over to Romans chapter 8. Told you, it can give you health. Health to your navel, marrow to your bones, when you let the Lord wisen you up. Yeah, don't be wising yourself up. I don't know if that word is right, but I'm just saying. When you fear the Lord, that makes you wise, and you depart from evil. That's going to give you health. Yep. And health to your navel and marrow to your bones. Now, back over here to Romans chapter number 8. Appreciate everybody tuning in. We in verse number 11, I believe. Yes. We're talking about how God going to quicken our mortal bodies. Let me read Romans chapter 8, verse 11 again. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus Christ, we got to know that we got the same spirit of God in us, the same spirit of God in us that raised up Jesus from the dead. He's in us. So if he dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies right now by his spirit. Not by no doctor, but by his spirit that dwells in you, that's already in you. His spirit is already in you. The healing power is already in us. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh. We don't owe the flesh nothing. We don't owe our flesh nothing. When it calls and keep calling and calling and loud, we don't owe it nothing. Neither do we owe these people anything that's operating in their flesh. Okay? Because we don't fight flesh and blood. But the principalities, we got to get them. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. We don't owe the flesh anything. We're not debtors to the flesh, to live after the flesh. But verse 13 says, for if you live after the flesh, you shall die. Plain and simple. If you keep giving into the flesh, if you let the flesh take over, and you keep let the flesh start leading your life again, or you continue to let your flesh lead your life, what do I mean by flesh? Call of mind, what do I mean by call of mind? Your own knowledge, what you know, and your own five senses, and you not being in submittance to God. If we keep operating like that, if you live after the flesh, you shall die. Don't listen to Satan talking about, you ain't just going to die right now, man. You ain't going to surely die, you know. Before you die, at least you get these happy meals, these toys from this heaven. Okay, anyway. You're going to die is what God says. If you live after the flesh, this goes for everybody. If you live after the flesh, you shall die. That goes for the whole world. But if you through the Spirit do, if you through the Spirit, not through a religion, not through a man or a woman, if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live through the Spirit. Not your own discipline either, but through the Spirit. The Spirit disciplining you, that's different. That makes it right. That qualifies you. But if you through the Spirit do mortify, do overcome the deeds of the body, you shall live. For as many, we in verse 14, Romans chapter 8, one of my favorite chapters, and it's one of my favorite verses, out of Romans chapter 8. This is one of my favorite verses, verse 14. It's not the only one, because there's a few of them in here, in Romans chapter 8. Verse 14 says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God. Are you led by the Spirit of God? Not led by emotions, not led by traditions, not led by what he said or she said, but led by the Spirit of God. If it says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. We don't follow a religion. We don't follow a white man. Mm-hmm. We don't follow a fairy tale make-believe. No, we follow Jesus Christ. We are led by the Spirit of God. Therefore, we are sons of God. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. We'll be right back when hip-hop meets Christ, we appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Yeah. For real. This faith walk ain't no cakewalk, bruh. Strap up.
When it comes to war zone out here, buddy. You'll never forsake me, so it's you.
Shots fired.
When it comes to you, I'm about whatever.
We riding.
When it comes to you, I'm about whatever. You'll never forsake me, so it's you, I'm doubting never. When it comes to you, I'm about whatever, Lord.
I'ma count it joy till I cash in. Because you found your boy in that trash bin, where they bang the block and let the banger pop. And that thing so hot it make glass bend. I'm diving deep when I splash in. You in the driver's seat, I'm latched in. My college street, knowledge deep. I got a scholarship, packed in. But I'm wrapped in eternal passion. You took the wrath of sin up on Calvary. So I go hard for these folks. Lord, it ain't tripping off of my salary. This galaxy is your palace. We try to challenge you, but that's a fallacy. We take part in sin because the darkened hearts of men are hardening like a callous bee. But when you part the winds and time starts to bend, the trumpet's blowing and the harps will blend. You round us up and then you march us in. Everybody gonna be shaking like Parkinson's. It's a dirty fight, but my jury's right. Cause my verdict's Christ, so I'm serving life. I'm killing flesh and I'm murder mics. I the word of life till I'm murdered twice.
When it comes to you, I'm about whatever. You'll never forsake me, so it's you I'm doubting never. When it comes to you, I'm about whatever, Lord.
I'm about
whatever, Lord. When it comes to you, I'm about whatever. You'll never forsake me, so it's you I'm doubting never. When it comes to you, I'm about whatever, Lord. I'm about
whatever, Lord. Hey, Seb, bruh, you ain't never lied, man. This faith walk ain't no cakewalk. This the hardest thing you gon' do in your life. Anybody can act a fool, but can you be a real man and walk in love, huh?
Yeah, come on.
Love, then it's action to back it up. And ain't no giving up, no packing up. Cause it's still days that I get to acting up. But then I
repent and head back to love.
Back to love, right back to Christ. Get cleansed in the blood, brought back to life. Cause this walk is gonna come with some sacrifice. And it's still days I feel like I'm shacking dice. All shook up, a little something like Presley. And money costs and clothes, man, that stuff don't oppress me. The devil will use that, this life feel like Wesley. But it was his love that God used to arrest me. Now I'm all in, hell's up. I got my boots on the ground, waking hell up. Rolling with the only one that won't fail you. Just mention his name to open that cell up. Yeshua, Yehoshua, Yahweh, he's the one to give you rest after a hard day. About whatever, whenever, whatever my God say. Rolling with the Trinity, three the hard way. And when the cards played, royal flush. Rolling with the king of hearts, still destroying us. Matt 28, great commission been deploying us. And we about to trample on anything that's poisonous.
When it comes to you, I'm about whatever. You'll never forsake me, so it's you I'm doubting never. When it comes to you, I'm about whatever, Lord.
I'm about whatever, Lord.
When it comes to you, I'm about whatever. You'll never forsake me, so it's you I'm doubting never. When it comes to you, I'm about whatever, Lord.
I'm about whatever, Lord.
When it comes to you, I'm about whatever. You'll never forsake me, so it's you I'm doubting never. When it comes to you, I'm about whatever, Lord.
I'm about whatever, Lord.
When it comes to you, I'm about whatever. You'll never forsake me, so it's you I'm doubting never. When it comes to you, I'm about whatever, Lord. I'm about whatever, Lord.
Hallelujah. That was the homie Seven, man. About whatever. S-E-V-I-N. Look him up. And listen to his music. You know what I'm talking about? Support his ministry. You know what I'm talking about? For sure with it. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. And we are still in Romans up in here. So today, this episode right here, this is Romans Chapter 8, and it's getting, it done got real good, you know what I'm talking about? As usual, So we're in Romans chapter 8, and we're going to pick up again in verse number 14. Romans chapter 8, picking it up back up in verse 14, it says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." As many as are led by the Spirit of God, not led by emotions, yeah, not led by how we feel, not led by what he said or what she said, but as many as are led by the Spirit of God, what he is doing, all right, they are the sons of God. Yeah, when God leading you, you don't need nobody else in front of you and leading you. You know what I'm talking about? Verse 15 says, "For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear." Fear binds you up. Fear will hold you back. "But you didn't receive the spirit of bondage again to fear. But you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father." So that's where Abba, Father comes from right here. Abba, Father, just like, you know, that closeness, calling him dad, getting to know God as Father. Yeah, so you didn't receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have now been set free from that spirit of fear, right? You have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry to God, Abba, Father now. We know God as Father. Verse 16 says, "The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God." Wait, what? The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Not the people bear witness that we his people. No. It says the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. So that's how you know who else your brothers and sisters are, because of the Spirit of God that's in them, and the same Spirit of God that's in you that's leading us all, right? Led by the Spirit of God. Though as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. That's how you know who real is, who not. The Spirit of God letting you know. Jesus already let us know. You'll know who his disciples are by the love that they show. Not by how many scriptures that they quote or sermons that they preach. So the Spirit itself, yeah, God himself is doing something. He's bearing witness with our spirit that we belong to him, that we are the children of God. Verse 17, Romans chapter 8 says, "And if children... if children, then we're heirs. If we're his children, we are heirs or inheritors." Yeah, heirs of God, inheritors of God, and joint heirs, joint inheritors with Christ. "If so be that we suffer with him, that we must, or that we may be also glorified together." See, you have to be in this Bible, and your life have to be lined up with Jesus. Some of the same things that happened to Jesus should be happening to you. Mm-hmm. "If so be that we suffer with him, if we suffer with him, we may also, we're going to also be glorified together." Because look at the next verse, Romans chapter 8, verse 18. "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time," you might be going through some suffering right now, "of this present time." But guess what? It's not worthy. Yeah, the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. The glory that shall be revealed in us is going to be way more valuable and worth way more than the sufferings that we're going through now and that we have to go through in this life. It's not worthy to be compared with the glory that God is going to reveal in us. And he's doing some stuff now. He's revealing himself and his anointing and his power in us now as well. So he does on the earth, and it carries on over into heaven and eternity. All right, verse 19 says, "For the earnest expectation of the creature," the earnest expectation of the creature, everything that God made, the creature, right, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God, the creature itself, nature, right, itself, waiting for God's power to be displayed through us. Yeah, "for the earnest expectation of the creature waits for the manifestation of the sons of God." God to show his power through us, from heaven, through us, the sons of God, the ones that's being led by his spirit. All right? Verse 20 says, for the creature was made subject to vanity. The creature, nature itself, was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who had subjected it. Who had subjected the same in hope, though. Got some hope for it. So the creature itself is waiting for the manifestation. Right? Because verse 21 says, because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption. This earth got messed up back then with Adam. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. When God sets us all free in that liberty, he's going to set the creature free too. Verse 22 says, for we know that the whole creation groans, travailing in pain together until now. The whole creation, moaning and groaning. Well, groaning without the moaning. Groaning and travailing. So that is the moaning and groaning. Travailing in pain. That's when, travailing, that's like when a woman is pushing forth a baby, bringing forth a baby into the world. Travailing in pain together until now. Verse 23 says, and not only they, but ourselves also. Not only the creation and the creature, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption to wit. We waiting for the adoption to take place. We waiting for Jesus to come back and looking forward to it. You know what I'm saying? So we waiting for the adoption to wit, the redemption of our body, for we are saved by hope. So you can't kill our hope because that's what we saved by. You see what I'm saying? And we can't let them kill it because they don't understand it. So we got to keep standing for the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to keep standing for the truth. And Father, let us put on the whole armor of God and stand like you told us to do. We in Romans chapter 8, verse 24 says, for we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. That's why you can't focus on what you see. And that's why you can't serve God and please God if you're in your flesh. Because flesh going to tell you hope ain't nothing. But the Spirit going to tell you hope is all that. Yeah, it's everything. For we are saved by hope. Hope saves you. But hope that is seen is not hope. Can't see Jesus. For what a man sees, why does he yet hope for? Got no hope in this carnal world. Our hope is in Christ Jesus. He's in the Spirit. And the Spirit is more real than this physical, because everything in this physical is vanity. But the Spirit gets results in eternity and now while we're on the earth. Romans chapter 8, verse 25 says, but if we hope for that we see not, if we hope for what we don't see, right, then we do with patience wait for it. We hoping for what we don't see. If we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. So if we hoping for what we ain't seen yet, we with patience wait for it. We waiting for Jesus to come back with patience. We still patient while we're responding back, come Lord Jesus. We're still patient. Romans chapter 8, verse 26 says, likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities. The Spirit also helps our infirmities, helps our weaknesses, helps our little shortcomings. You know what I'm talking about? So let's look up a synonym or two. Yeah, I already said it, huh? Holy Spirit already said it. Weakness, infirmity. Mental weakness, physical weakness, that's what an infirmity is. Weakness. So the Spirit also helps our infirmities, helps our weaknesses. For we know not what we should pray So the Spirit helps us because we don't even know what we should pray. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself makes intercession for us. Look at this. Yeah, not that you just, I'm a prayer warrior. No, the Spirit itself makes intercession for us. Well, I can pray. Well, you can really pray. No, the Spirit itself makes intercession for us. Stop trying to take the credit for what the Spirit is doing in you, humans. For the Spirit itself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Mm-hmm. How about that? The Spirit making intercession, praying. Yeah, for us, taking our prayers to God, right? With groanings which cannot be uttered. Mm-hmm. We're in Romans chapter 8. Verse 27 says, and he that searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit. Now, God is the one searching the heart. So God is the one that knows the mind of the Spirit. Romans chapter 8. Let him get it. I like it. Romans chapter 8, verse 27 says, and he that searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So that's Jesus. Wait a minute. Yeah, so that's the Spirit itself making intercession for us in verse 26. Verse 26, Romans chapter 8. The Spirit itself makes intercession. Y'all see that? All right, then he that searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So that's Jesus making intercession for the saints according to the will of God as well. Wow. The Holy Spirit making intercession for us praying, because we don't know how to pray like we ought to. And then Jesus himself making intercession for the saints as well. So we can't lose. Now you're understanding why there is no condemnation to you. Verse 1. You in Christ Jesus. You ain't walking after the flesh. You walking after the Spirit. So don't let the devil fool you into thinking that you're condemned when the Lord already telling you there's no condemnation to you. You in Christ Jesus. Just continue to walk after the Spirit and not the flesh. Verse 28 says, and we know that all things work together for good. Uh-oh. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. That's that verse right there. That's another one of my favorite verses. Verse 28, Romans chapter 8 says, and we know that all things work together for good. All things, even the bad things, yes. All the attacks that Satan putting on me, yes. All the neglect, yep. All the forsaken, yep. All the feeling like this and feeling like that and taking my love and snapping it around, yep. We know that all things work together for good. All that working together. Even the stuff I didn't name that you're going through, but that you went through. You belong to the Lord now. Guess what? All things work together for good to them that love God. Make sure you're loving God. This is how it works. Out for your good. If you love God, to them who are called according to his purpose, are you about his business? If you love God and you living according to his will, then God is going to work everything out for your good. And he has, and he's still doing it. You might have felt bad at the time, but if you belong to God, he worked that thing out for the good. You're seeing it now, right? Think about them situations that you done been through and knowing that this situation going to get worked out just like he worked out those. Let me read the verse to you again. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that all things, you got to know this, we know, not we believe, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Verse 29, for whom he did foreknew. That means he knew you already. He knew what you was going to do already. Mm-hmm. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. Already predestined you to go the right way too. Because he already know how the outcome is going to be. So For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son. Already set us up to be conformed into the image of his son, Jesus, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Yeah. We are sons, plural, because of the son, Jesus, singular, son. All right, verse 30 says, yeah, he the firstborn among many brethren. Verse 30 says, moreover, whom he did predestinate, set you up to win. He's not like the devil in the world, set you up to fail or to kill you. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, set you up to win, set you up to be successful. So he predestinated us. Them he also called. He called us. And whom he called, them he also justified. He justified us too. Predestined us for success, called us, justified us, made us right, right? And whom he justified, them he also glorified. Yeah, he got some glory coming through you. You might not even know it, but you don't need to know. All you need to do is stay focused on God. Whether the glory coming through you now or not. You see what I'm saying? Just stay focused on God. We don't need to see the glory. We can get distracted by it. We just need to stay focused on God and let him do what he do. So to them, he also glorified us. We justified, we're glorified, we're predestined to win, to be victorious, and to be made into the image of Jesus, you know, God's son. So he also justified, he called us. Verse 31 says, what shall we say then? Romans chapter 8, verse 31. What shall we then say to these things? This is what we say to these things, to all the problems in life and the sufferings and all that. If God be for us, who can be against us? That's what we say. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? We answer that with another question. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? That's what we're going to say to those things. Verse 32 says, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? We don't be knowing what belongs to us, right? Because we done been under some bad oppression and depression, man, our minds. That's why we get in the mind of Christ now. Now I can understand why they say we taking back everything the devil stole from us. God actually making him pay it back. Yeah, it's going to be some restoration going on around this mug, man. So what shall we say to these things of God before us? Who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, already gave us the most precious gift, his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he, the same one that gave up his own son, how shall he not with him freely give us all things? How shall he not give us freely all things to enjoy through Christ, though? Verse 33 says, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? No, we are not Satan's elite. Yes, there is a difference. We are God's elect. We're chosen by God. We obey God. We don't compromise. We sons of God, led by his spirit. No, we ain't perfect, but we're godly. And God got us. And he put us down as blameless and perfect. That's what he says. Who are you to say that we're anything else? Or who are we to say that we're anything else? You know what I'm talking about? So, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Who gonna blame you for anything? It is God that justifies. Already did it. Who gonna blame you? God ain't gonna listen to him because it's him that justifies. Your father, our father, is the judge. Mm-hmm. And he committed the judgment to Jesus, our brother, yeah, our Lord and Savior. Uh-huh. So who is he that condemns? It is Christ that died. So the devil and nobody else, don't let it affect you when they try to condemn you. You see what I'm saying? when they're trying to charge you and blame you. You're God's elect, and God is the one that justifies you. Who is he that condemns you? You are God's elect. It is Christ that died for you. Yeah, rather, he didn't just die. Yeah, rather, that is risen again. He rose again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. God making intercession for us, Jesus making intercession for us, the Holy Spirit making intercession for us. You can't lose. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit all making intercession for us. So it's the Spirit, it's God. Verse 26, verse 27, and verse 34 is Christ that makes intercession for us, that died for us. See, that's why the verses say it is God who wills, who makes us want to do his will and who fulfills his will through us. It's him that's working in us, that's making us want to do his will and fulfilling his will in us. That's why he can tell Moses and tell everybody else, I have mercy on whom I have mercy. I have, you know, compassion on whom I have compassion. It's not up to man who wills or man who runs, but it's up to God who shows mercy. It is him that wills and that does. Him that wills, I'm trying to find the actual scripture, and him that carries it out for us. And does. Because I just seen it the other day. I know what it be saying before I know what it's at. I know it's in there, though. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, man. And that's going to be Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. For it is God which works in you both to will and to do, making you want to do it and doing it of his good pleasure. So it's God in verse 27, and it's the Holy Spirit in verse 26, and it's Jesus in verse 34 that's making intercession for us. You can't lose, man, woman, children, teenagers, not when you got your faith in God. So that was Philippians chapter 2 that goes with Romans. Come on, let me write this down, y'all. I get this again in my personal study time. Philippians 2:13 goes with Romans chapter 8, verse 26, verse 27, and verse 34. So let's read verse 30. Let me read verse 33 again. We almost finished with Romans chapter 8. Appreciate your patience. It's been good, man. I told you this Romans, if y'all been studying or listening since Romans chapter 1, since we started, I know you've been getting blessed. Cause I told you I had to get on. Now you see why I had to get on the broadcast and share it. You know what I'm saying? Because I was reading it in my own personal time with God, and then he started just opening up these scriptures, man, so much. And I was like, man, I want to share this. See, I'm not selfish. Don't act like I'm so this, that, and the other when God give me something profound. I'm going to share it. You know what I'm talking about? Unless you tell me not to share it, you know. You can't share everything. But mostly everything in this kingdom, man, God, he wants you to share. Yes, get it. Everything that's going to get us closer to him. All right, Romans chapter 8, verse 33. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Circle that verse right there. To put a cross or something by a mark by it or something. All right, verse 34 says, who is he that condemns? Put another circle around this verse or a cross or something, a mark by it. Who is he that condemns? It is Christ that died. So there ain't no condemnation to you. It's Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again. So he didn't just stay there. He rose again, who is even at the right hand of God right now, who also makes intercession for us right now. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Now y'all see why this done became my favorite verse or my favorite chapter. Yeah, Romans 8, my favorite chapter in Romans, is full of life. And I'm talking about full of the power of God and full of the anointing and the understanding and the wisdom of God. It's up in there. Romans chapter 8. Verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? Been going through them trying times? Still hold on. Even when you don't feel like praying or feel like hearing, still hold on. Shall tribulation separate us from the love of Christ? Or distress? How about persecution, getting picked on? Tortured, all that. How about famine? You're deprived. Or nakedness. You gotta go through something. Or peril, or sword. Verse 36 says, as it is written, for my sake, we are killed all the day long. For your sake, we are killed all the day long. For God's sake. As it is written, for your sake, we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. For his sake, though. That's why we going through. That's why tribulation be coming in distress and persecution and famine and nakedness and peril and sword. Be going through stuff. Because we being killed all day long for God's sake. We're counted as sheep for the slaughter. That's how they treating us, right? You got to deny yourself. Yeah, sometimes you got to deny that comfort, man. And get comfortable with God. Verse 37 says, no, in all these things, though. In all these things. In all what things? In tribulation, in distress, in persecution, in famine, in nakedness, in peril, in sword, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. So every time you go through a tribulation or be in distress, persecution and famine and stuff, nakedness, peril, or sword, you got to know that in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. We're going to conquer this too because we're more than conquerors through him. If we were just dependent on us, we may conquer it or it may conquer us. But when we're dependent on him and doing things his way, we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. Verse 38 says, for I am persuaded, and we need to be persuaded too, that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor height when I'm up nor depth when I'm down nor any other creature shall be any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. You want the love of God? Nothing can separate you. Nobody can separate you from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. You got to come to Jesus. Yeah, go back to verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. None of these things in life, and no one in life, nothing in life, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Are you in Christ yet? Yeah, come to Jesus and do it swiftly. You know what I'm talking about? Who knows? Might not be here tomorrow. Come to Jesus today. You know what I'm talking about? Give your life to God today. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie, Oasis. That was Romans chapter 8. Finish with that. When we get at you next time, Romans chapter 9 coming at you. You feel me? For sure. I'm your homie Oasis. Keep me in your prayers. And you. And you and you and you and you and you and all y'all. Put your faith in God and keep your faith in God. Peace.
Yeah. Let's go. Hey, I started. That engine get to yarkin' like a race car. Dark, but every part of him be sparkling like a quasar. Sliding with my savior. Rider like I'm JR. Got a laser. Cider on the slider of the AR. Work hard and I play hard and I safeguard my pay for. Got a ten of jack, a queen, a king, and I'm waiting for my ace card. You deserve the praise, Lord. Brought me out the graveyard, so I take part in communion. Something you came about the tomb is nothing. Your rule is just, I'm through discussing the issue or nothing. Please don't remove your covering. I'm praying for my foolish brethren. We will never water down the truth. We make the earth adjust. My squad is in the turf and trust. We mobbing till they murder us.
I'm sliding through my city with a cross up on my back.
And my boss ain't taking losses, so take caution and fall back.
I'm sliding through my city with a truth I know could save.
He threw open the cage, we the proof Jehovah saves. F-O-R-G-I-V-E-N. These men need no other reason to seek him. He mans the hearts of the heathen when they knees bend. So repent, we all committed treason, but we been. F-O-R-G-I-V-E-N. These men need no other reason to seek him. He mans the hearts of the heathen when they knees bend. So repent, we all committed treason, but we been.
Forgive
77 Cutty, leather gutty with the serpent eyes. It's mighty hot up in there, buddy, when it chirp it slides. Mob logo on the hood with the purple sides. We cut the top, doc, it's been circumcised. We surf the skies, something like a fighter jet. Whole fam, every strand's connected like a spider's net. Beef with us, it's jet skis, get your riders wet. Protected by the hand of God, at best you're just a minor threat. I give no energy to the demons in my inner me. His blood set sinners free, we train to love our enemies. Yeah, so to the hatred I pay no regard. Persecuted, don't confuse it, I'm a soldier scarred. But I gave my soul to God, he stamped me like a postal card. Warrior, I'll never leave my post, I'm like the coastal guard. Put away them childish things, couldn't box with God within your wildest dreams. For him I'll go around like Saturn's outer ring. F-O-R-G-I-V-E-N. These men need no other reason to seek him. He mans the hearts of the heathen when they knees bend. So repent, we all committed treason, but we been.
I'm sliding through my city with a cross upon my back.
And my boss ain't taking losses, so take caution and fall back.
I'm sliding through my city with a truth I know could save.
He threw open the cage, we the proof Jehovah saves. I'm in that lanky looking spanky on them true ways. Schizophrenic ain't he? The pain be going two ways. Roof raised, engine hot as souffles. Probably in my new J's. Yahweh, so I do praise. Apostles, where it's hostile. I'm chopping with that gospel like it's 2K's. We be on Beelzebub's head, rally, toupees. New age disciple and we riding, no fool days. Go to war, got Michael on my side, no buble. God gave me the word to go. What would I be worried for? I hop out that convertible and convert a soul at the murder show. We be on discipleship. We don't just invite the sick. I go hard like a psycho pit that I just bought from Michael Vick. Hey, hey, bro, if you ain't in it to win it, then what you play for? Don't they know? My sins have been paid for by the A.O. Alpha Omega, no way I'm ever quitting. My debt was smitten, all my sets forgiven. F-O-R-G-I-V-E-N. These men need no other reason to seek him. He mans the hearts of the heathen when they knees bend. So repent, we all committed treason, but we been. F-O-R-G-I-V-E-N. These men need no other reason to seek him. He mans the hearts of the heathen when they knees bend. So repent, we all committed treason, but we been forgiven.
My name is Shadow when I don't engage in battles with rappers. For self-glorification on matters, I fight my conscience. On a constant basis, defeat is nonsense. Victory through Christ the Savior. This ain't politics like the manual lectures supposedly. They say God bless America, but there's more countries. I say God bless any man internationally. If he's spiritually seeking, he's eating, so he's bound to be. Escape from malady, retreat to God immediately. He gave you life, you give him time, abandon your iniquity. He ain't some phantom landing on your roof that's going through your chimney. What's that tree doing in your room now? You can't see the TV. The window through the world, you're supposed to be separate from this babysitting children. It's not like this has just begun. Too dramatic, the God addict's pragmatic. Time's drastic, souls at stake, awake and have at it.
From where I once was, and I'm here to stay, and I won't leave. kill all the demons. Gotta hold on to your love with a tight grip, cause we're headed to an era where people feed our fear, orchestrating life by the media in the ear, constructing mental strife from 6 feet a year. We're ran by shadows through your gut, we'll miss some say through the blood, the ultimate covenant, represent most high, LL, yon past the sky, the remedy is there for you, your happy eternal life, the world spinning crazy, hopping like a rabbit, build you up the trap again to kill you with their habits, ravage the beast was empowered by sin, or come to Christ to open your eyes, my man, to a new life, new vision that you see yourself in the night, something's brewing, people need your help, Ephesians 6:12, please educate yourself, find some meat in your heart, get your Bible off the shelf.
I come a long way from where I once was, and I'm here to stay, and I won't leave, cause God paved the way, and he gave us Jesus, and a license to kill all these demons. I come a long way from where I once was, and I'm here to stay, and I won't leave, cause God paved the way, and he gave us Jesus, and a license to kill all these demons.
At 11:37 a.m. Eastern Time.
This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ. Every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same. All hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real. It is thorough. It is raw. And it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man. His influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. Got my oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.